support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J.
Well, we have our next guest here. Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, for sure. Go ahead and introduce yourself for me.
Sure. My name is Alexandra Jones Kuo. I'm the marketing director at Prana Q, and I'm here to talk to you guys about TipTrack, our next product.
All right. Yeah. So let's talk about it. What have we got here?
So this is a sleep tracker.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a sleep tracker. It's a wearable device. You wear it on your fingertip overnight.
Sure.
Yeah. Adjustable strap and everything. The next day you get your sleep report in app. And our main feature is that we have an AI-powered sleep coach. That'll... it's basically a specialized ChatGPT. Okay. So you can think of it as a sleep coach or a sleep therapist that knows everything about your sleep, that knows how you'll react to everything, and that can tailor your program on demand in real time to best suit the individual user.
All right. So let's start with the first and obvious elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Why the fingertip?
Why the fingertip? That's a good question. So other wearable devices usually are like a ring or a wristwatch, exactly. So that's very useful if you're wearing it all the time during the day when you're doing stuff. But since we're focusing only on sleep, we wanted to prioritize accuracy.
Okay.
And the inside of the fingertip is where the skin is the thinnest and where the sensor can collect the most accurate data.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Plus, not comfortable to wear at night.
Exactly. Yeah. We kept comfort in mind,
issue.
Too, yeah, during the design. So the inside of the strap is coated with silicone to prevent it from slipping off. The strap itself is breathable.
See, it's like you're reading my mind.
I know.
That was going to be the next question.
There you go. So it's coated with silicone, prevents it from slipping off. The device itself is slightly curved to kind of hug your fingertip.
Okay.
It is also coated with silicone, so it won't slip off either.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Can I?
Absolutely.
All
go
right.
For it.
So, I imagine this way.
Yes. Well.
With it facing in.
Yeah. And you can just
go
adjust
a little further down.
Like that.
Okay.
Yeah. The strap comes in three different sizes to make sure that everyone can wear it.
Okay.
But yeah.
So, my big problem. That's my problem over here. Is I fidget.
Okay. Even during your sleep?
Probably.
Okay. So we recommend wearing it on the non-dominant hand because you usually fidget less with that one.
Okay. So the concept would be to put it here
right,
instead.
If you're right-handed, yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let it sit while we talk
okay.
and see if I mess with it.
Okay. Well, I mean...
I'm going to actively try not to mess with it, but we'll see if it happens.
Okay.
I actively try not to mess with my ring, and I find myself doing it during conversations. So,
I mean, during conversations, but what about when you're falling asleep?
I absolutely take it off at night.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, okay.
So we'll see what happens right now.
Okay.
So, okay. It's comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't find it obvious.
Okay.
Like I don't feel like I know that it's there.
Yeah, yeah. It's not cold. It's not like
right.
the texture isn't bothering you.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So
those are good things.
So it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
I also don't feel like
right.
I have to be careful because my ring will do it. But I don't feel like I'm going to even trying to make it come off.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're tracking data all night. What kind of data
exactly.
are we tracking?
We're tracking the blood oxygen level.
Okay.
Blood oxygen saturation levels, the heart rate, that is through the device itself, other things like temperature difference, like temperature variability, heart rate variability, and that's through the device. Then, because it's paired with an app, so you're supposed to have a smartphone next to you while you're sleeping so
sure.
that like through Bluetooth it'll upload the data.
Don't we all?
Yeah, exactly. And also we will record, like we'll use the microphone on your smartphone to record any snoring or breathing disturbances. So we can actually analyze the snoring or if someone's like gasping for air or grinding their teeth really, really hard, we'll be able to add that to the, you know.
All right. So what is our availability on this?
Okay, so we are launching April 1st of this year.
April Fool's Day. Got
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mostly on Amazon if you're really interested.
Okay.
Pricing is $199 for the device itself and $10 per month for the subscription.
Okay.
So that includes the Gen AI sleep coach that'll, you know, give you your own personalized, tailored sleep improvement program.
Okay. So we're ready with it, essentially.
We're ready with it. That's
We're past prototype. This is This is what we're going to see
on
the market.
If you have any negative feedback, you know, it's kind of too late.
Got it.
I'd love to hear it, but.
So yeah. This is what we're going to see on the market.
This is what you're going to see on the market.
I imagine we're going to see colors.
For now, it's just this color.
Just this color.
It's
okay.
Our brand color. So
oh,
this
okay.
is the first.
Got it.
Yeah.
There was one of two possibilities. Either this was the company's color or this was one of a line.
This is the company's
okay,
color.
Okay, got it. Cool.
I
like the color. So
awesome.
We're good on that.
Awesome.
So $199 for the device, $10 for the subscription.
Yeah.
And available April 1st.
Exactly.
And that's for purchase, not pre-order.
Purchase, not pre-order.
Okay. I'm going to give it back to you
awesome.
Now.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's comfortable. I don't, yeah. like, it doesn't feel weird. I was fidgeting with it a little bit. Yeah,
but.
I was. That was because I started to become aware of my pulse.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, I start thinking about it and other things start happening.
Yeah.
But, it's a really cool product.
Thank
you. Who is your target demo?
Our target demo would be, honestly, I would say it's pretty large because I don't know anyone who doesn't have any sleep problems.
Okay.
I feel like everyone that I know struggles in some way with sleep, whether it be, you know, being too sleepy all the time or not being able to fall asleep. There's honestly something for everyone. Yeah.
Certainly here this week.
Yeah. Absolutely. All the different time zones gathered in one place.
Yeah. That does mess with a lot of people all at once.
Yeah.
Well, cool. If people want to find out more about your company and what you've got going on, how can they do that?
They can visit us at pranaq.com. All of the information, including device description and information on where to find it, is up there. And you can find all of it there.
Very cool. One more thing. Sure. Do me a favor. Tell me about the name.
PranaQ?
Yeah.
Prana is... it's the oh my god I forgot which chakra it is
okay
but it's a chakra for okay. For wellness
got it
and Q is in like IQ and EQ like how to measure your wellness chakra.
Very cool
yeah
all right
great
well thank you so much for coming and talking
thank you so much for having me
for sure have a good rest of the show
thanks you too.
The Tech Podcast Network CES 2024 coverage is executive produced by Michelle Mendez. Technical directors are Kurt Corliss and Adam Barker. Associate producers are Nancy Ertz, Clinton Millsap, Sergio Velasquez, and Terry Willingham. Voiceover by Aaron Hurst. Our hosts are Marlo Anderson, Don Bain, Todd Cochran, Scott Ertz, and Christopher Jordan. Studio and equipment are provided by Plughits Productions. This has been a Tech Podcast Network broadcast, copyright 2024.